talk about service above and beyond the call of duty. 5 minutes ago, I was looking at a closed check-in desk, wondering how on earth I was going to get to New York, because for some reason my ESTA had got stuck in the pipes, my paperwork visa, I guess, that enables me to enter the United States. And there was technically, I guess, no hope. I went and I asked if there's absolutely anything that could be done to the Virgin staff, and they said, you know,
good
let
morning,
me call.
Good morning, welcome. Those are joining customers onto this Virgin Atlantic flight VS0032 JFK. Our captain has advised our flight time today will be approximately 7 hours and 15 minutes, and he would like to remind you that smoking is not permitted on board the aircraft at any time. Please stow your bags carefully in the overhead locker so they don't fall out and cause injury, and please place heavier items, including bottles, under the seats in front of you. All cabin baggage must be stowed overhead at exit and front row seats. Once you have done this, please take your assigned seat and keep your seatbelt open as we are refueling.
You don't know how nice it is to hear this guy telling me this, these things normally so routine, but
if you wish to use the Entertainment June taxi,
thanks to a phone call from the Virgin staff actually talking to Homeland Security on this side, basically. They've got an office in Heathrow, and they basically said, look, this guy really needs to get to New York, and is there any chance that you could push him to the front of the queue or whatever it is you do to clear his ESTA? And within a couple of seconds, they checked the computer again, and boom, I was cleared. The only problem was the check-in desk was actually closed, so they then went to the check-in desk and says, you know, special requirement, you know, and I watched Vivian Westwood pretty much go through the same desk a couple of minutes before, and I felt like I was getting the same kind of service, even though I'm flying economy. And they said, no problem at all, bish bash, boarding card, don't worry about checking your bag in, sir, take it on board. I was going to put a bag on for the first time ever, but because it's such a small bag, I'm hand luggage again. And I effectively ran down the corridors, and I'm one of the last people to get on the plane. So full kudos, full and absolute kudos to Virgin. And I really appreciate this kind of service, because, you know, I'm, you know, as far as the staff here, I'm Joe, ordinary customer, but they didn't need to make that phone call. They didn't need to, you know, kind of ask bureaucracy, I suppose, to do what they did, and they did, and I'm very thankful for Homeland Security to obviously push me through. So here I am, sat aboard a plane bound for New York, and it's funny how I'd kind of just almost kind of given up. I wasn't frustrated, I wasn't stressed, I wasn't hassled. I just thought, if I get on, I get on. And I don't know whether it was that kind of relaxing demeanour that may have helped. But it got me here, I guess. Looking forward to New York.